So, anyways, moving on to Perek. That's our Mishnah Tesa Perek Tes. More of Chakiras here. You have a Makabel Sadeh Mechaveru L'shanim Mu'atos. The farmer rents out the field, but he takes it for just a few years. Just a few here means fewer than seven. Okay? So then, Lo Yizra and a Pishtan. Then he, the farmer, shouldn't plant Pishtan, that's flax, in the field. Even though flax is a very valuable crop, and there's money to be made in flax, but the problem is it's really sucks out the land dry, apparently, of its resources, and therefore what will happen is you're essentially doing an unfair deal on the land owner because you're giving the field back in much worse condition than when you took it. So if you're within 7 years of the end of your lease, you may not plant pishtan, flax there. And you have no right to cut the branches from the shikma tree. The shikma is the sycamore. If you actually go, it's a nice thing to do in Chol HaMoed, to go to Na'ot Kidumim, which is worth going to visit, not far from here. That's the place that has we talked about it, sukkah time. They have the sukkahs there. Anyways, they have a beautiful, it's a massive, like, botanical garden is not the right word for it. But anyway, I don't know what the right word is for it. But anyways, it's like a massive natural, like a nature, it's not even a nature reserve, I don't know what to call it. But it's somehow like they've done an effort of combining nature and Torah issues there. So they have all sorts of things going on there. The sukkahs are one of them. They also have like all the arba minim growing and all sorts of things. They show you how in the season you can harvest wheat there, and they show you how to make wheat and all that, and how they do all the different mitzvahs. So one of the things that they have there right at the beginning is a tour of the different trees they have, and they have there right in the front the big shikma tree, a sycamore tree. And you can see there that taka, we saw it in Shvius. In Shvius, they talk about cutting this sycamore tree. I don't know if you remember, the issue was that you have to cut it once, and after that, the branches grow very straight. And those straight branches are very useful because then you can have straight beams for timber for construction. So Korah, this word Korah in this Mishnah here, Korah's shikma is like a double entendre. Both means like means the branch of the sycamore tree, but also a korah means like a beam, just a general construction beam. They're synonymous because those were the beams used for construction here in normal construction here in Israel. So if you remember back in Shvius, we're talking about how normally cutting trees down is okay, but not if it's a sycamore tree, because that actually prompts its growth to come back the second time, straight. In any case, the point is that people grew these sycamore trees. You can go see them in Na'ot Kidumim, and David told me there that although it didn't ring a bell to me, that Tel Aviv is known as, like, I don't know if these were shikma or not, but the city of sycamore trees. I don't know. Tel Aviv is a new city, so I don't know what exactly that's supposed to mean. But anyways, they're common trees. And you can see them over there. So the point. What? I think there are many kinds of sycamore. By the way, I was like, sycamore tree, come on, those are from North America. But apparently I asked them, and this woman, she was the woman who I remember I didn't like, because she told, whatever. But you remember I told you about her? She was this, like, master's degree in ecology, whatever, from Berkeley. She had all sorts of weird ideas about all sorts of weird things. But in any case, but I trusted her and her botanical knowledge. I don't know. But I think there are lots and lots and lots of these kinds of trees. Yeah. It's funny that there's some weird weird chazals that talk about how all non-fruit-bearing trees are the same min. All the same species. So it's like weird, like I'm not sure what shikma actually means then. If it's, well, they did transfer to sycamore and they had this tree. By the way, that reminds me. So I said to the good old ecology woman, I was like, that's not that is not, and I'm remembering the story, I didn't remember until now. I was like, that is not a sycamore tree, that's not a shikma. So she like dug her heels in and said, yes it is. So I said, I see the fruit growing on the tree right there. And Chazal say it doesn't grow a fruit. She's like, well, so this is her answer. I don't know. Maybe it's Checker. I don't know. Maybe it's Emma's. I don't know. She's like, well, those trees, those really aren't edible fruits, so Chazal wouldn't look at them as fruits. I sort of wasn't sure to buy that one or not, but I'm not sure.
She might be right.
Listen, every tree has to produce fruit one or another or not. It has to. Something has to grow on the tree. There won't be trees for that long. So I don't know. But in any case, little small things. She said they're not really edible and they're not.
Edible.
What? Yeah, she said they're not really edible and that no one grows a tree for that. They grow the tree for the wood.
We don't eat them, right?
Yeah, so Chazal talk about it as being non-fruit bearing. So okay, I can't say more than that. I don't know. I remember fighting with her on that point, and she's like, yeah, they all say that to me. That's what she. Anyway, so the point is that if you take a piece of land and it happens to have nice sycamore trees growing on shikma, and you want to use the wood for timber, so within 7 years at the end of your lease, it's not right to chop down the branches, because then you'll leave the field back in worse condition than you got it. So you have no right to use the beams from the trees. Kibla,
because it takes 7 years
to go back. Exactly right. Kibla emena l'sheva shanim. Once you've taken the land for 7 years or more, so in shana rishona, in the first year of the seven, meaning with 7 years still to go, so just since it takes 7 years for the land to recover from your planting of your flax, and 7 years for the trees to recover from chopping down the branches, if you have 7 years to go, yizra ena pishtan, you are allowed to plant flax, v'yesh lo b'koro shikma, and you do have rights.
Only that first year.
That first year, with 7 years to go, exactly, to cut down and use the beams from the old sycamore tree.